I'm at the Roastery of Butterworth and Son, and I'm stood here in front of Black Beauty with Tom. Tom is the master roaster here at Butterworth and Son, and I came across Butterworth and Son because they roast Tunki, and Tunki is a beautiful Peruvian bean that I was lucky enough at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo to have received and tested and raved about. Now, Tom, tell me a little bit about you and your passion for coffee and for roasting.
Well, at the moment I'm roasting as well, so I'm constantly roasting, that's one thing. I don't know really where to start. I mean, I think I have a passion for coffee just because I drink it every single day, and I drink a large amount of it. And as I said before, we are in the middle of a roast, so I'm writing everything down.
Meticulously, actually.
Well, I suppose it comes from working in coffee shops and then liking to see new things. I think it's really just wanting to see everything you can see. And taste, really. It's not seeing, it's tasting, actually. See, I'm on
you're
the ball
stunned.
Now.
Yeah,
I'm a bit stunned. I never have recorders in my face before. Well, I suppose I love roasting because... Oh, I get to try out all these things first before anyone else, and that's one good thing about it. And also, I get to play around with it, and also I get to decide what happens with it.
What's the major skill that you need to apply to really be an expert at roasting?
Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, I've only been doing this for about a year now, but I would say patience. Mm-hmm. Patience and concentration.
Okay.
Because it's
because you want to replicate.
Yes, you want everything to be consistent, and you want it to be nice. But at the same time, you're constantly looking, and you're seeing for things that, not seeing, but you're constantly tasting the coffees as well afterwards. So you want to make sure that it's nice, and you want it perfect, really. And once you've hit that perfect spot, and I start again. The whole experience really is what I love about it the most. Is that the first part is when you get new coffee in, you spend all that time experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
And you spend plenty of time. You come in on Saturdays just to try out new coffees. And then you've got to wait. There's that cool down period to let all the gas off. And then you try it for every single different process you have. You try it with milk. You try it without milk. You try it as an espresso. You try it as a drip filter. And then you try it as a brew. You try it as an aeropress. You might take some home and try it as a cafetiere.
We've got to do another boo because we're coming to the end of this one. But your inspiration is quite amazing, and your passion.